Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a very disturbing revelation occurred over the weekend from a Russian general named Rustan Minakayev, Rusky, part of the Nazi Rusky army, invading Ukraine, killing people. And he disclosed, and we had suspected this. I'd said this on the show before, and I wasn't alone. This was deeply suspected, that they are going to invade Moldova right after Ukraine. Lukashenko, the Russian puppet, the president of Belarus, who orchestrated an election where he got 90% of the vote. People who tried to vote that weren't approved were arrested. Lukashenko in Belarus is an example of how Russia acquired a neighboring country just through violence and fraud and putting in a puppet. And that's what Putin wants to do in Ukraine. Well, Moldova is just to the west of Ukraine and just bordering on NATO countries. So it borders Ukraine and NATO countries. And what they are doing this for is to create a land corridor from Crimea to Odessa to Moldova and landlock what remains of Ukraine after they saw off the eastern part. Now, you may think, all right, Matt, that's all geographic stuff. It's kind of abstruse, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, it's not. Here's the deal. Ukraine is one of the premier exporters of wheat in the world. It feeds a lot of Africa, feeds a lot of Asia. The Ukrainians are highly trained technologically. They had a number of tech companies that were the suppliers to the West. It's a European country, Ukraine, Kiev. And I've not had the pleasure of being in Kiev, but I've been in other Eastern European cities, Prague, Bratislava, Budapest. A lot of these places, Bucharest, a lot of these places are beautiful and terrific and quintessentially European, free. And Russia is trying to spread its cancer. It had been communism. Now it's Nazism, but it's ultimately Russian organized crime to pervert and corrupt another country. And the Moldovans are not in NATO. They're not in the EU. And they are right next to Ukraine. And why is he doing this? He's doing this because there is a little territory in Moldova called Transnistria. I doubt you've ever heard it. Some of you may have heard it. Because it's a fake. It doesn't exist. There's a little bunch of Russian speakers there, kind of like the Donbass, the eastern part of Ukraine. And Russia just, quote, liberated, end quote, them by fiat from Moscow and called them a new country, Transnistria. I mean, it would literally be like Mexico saying, all right, New Mexico is part of Mexico. You know, now, there's a disparity in military power there, but it's really what happened here. Putin did it in Georgia. I'm not talking about Atlanta, Georgia. Once again, the country of Georgia. It designated a fake republic of a handful of Russian speakers. They've done it in eastern Ukraine, two of them. And they just carve out little pockets of people. And they were very embarrassed because the Russian speakers in eastern Ukraine said, we don't want to be carved out. And they're fighting Russia, even though they're ethnically Russian and speak Russian even harder. No, I shouldn't say even harder, but the same as Ukrainians. Anyway, what General Rustan Minakayev was saying is that this, their objective, they took Crimea in 2014. They went into the Donbass and they have been killing people for 8 years since 2014. Now they've invaded Ukraine. They were beaten in Kyiv. They drew back. They come around. And they're trying to slice off the part of Ukraine that borders on the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. And if they succeed, what's going to happen is Ukraine is going to be kind of a stump, an amputated stump with no ports. And it's very, very hard to have a vibrant economy with no ports. There are very few countries in the world that have no ports. I shouldn't say very few. There are some. But the fact is, Ukraine has ports on the Sea of Azov and the Black Sea, and it won't have any at all after this. Any products they make will have to be shipped by rail into Poland and then up and through Poland to their ports up in the Baltic. You know, that can't be permitted to happen for a lot of reasons. The main reason is, if Russia gets away with this, they'll lie in the weeds for 6 months or a year, and then they'll go back into Kyiv, and they'll launch another, and then they'll launch another attack, and then the rest of Ukraine will fall, and you will have a client state like Belarus. They'll do the same in Moldova. They're going to do the same the rest of Georgia, and then they have their eyes on Finland and Sweden, and they have their eyes on Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland. I got to say something. I'm tired of the Republican Party for a lot of reasons, but here's a major reason. I'm a patriot. I'm a veteran. And both parties used to be opposed to Russian communism. We stood up to the Ruskies. We like the Russian people, very fine people. I've been to Russia. But Russian communism is a cancer. It's a cancer, just like Nazism, Stalin and Hitler were peas in a pod. So what's happening now in the Republican Party, Ron Johnson, the senator from this state, went to Moscow, Russia on 4th of July in 2018, 4th of July, to have secret meetings. Where's the transcript? What were they about? What, the clown can't stay in Wisconsin marching the 4th of July parade, at least in Baltonville? You know where Baltonville is? It's a little town, a little unincorporated thing. It's between Keewaskum and Random Lake. Why do I know it? Because my family lived around there. All right, not Baltonville. Why don't you march in the 4th of July parade in Racine? I have. Or in Warsaw. Okay, or in Milwaukee. Why are you in Moscow, Russia on the 4th of July sticking a knife in our country? Why did six members of Congress vote against sanctioning Russia or even opposing Russia for the Ukraine invasion? Why? Yeah, okay, you can say it's Paul Gosar and Massey of Kentucky. You have six cancer cells. You have more than that. You have 140 cancer cells in the Republican caucus. They're the ones who voted to not certify Joe Biden as president and give the election to Trump, even though he lost. That's Russian communist cancer. That's what it is. It is about time we had an American Congress. And there are people on the far left, the Islamo left, who people don't like, and I don't like, and I'm tired of what they do. But let's start with the real threat right now. The real threat is Ron Johnson going to Moscow on 4th of July, 4 years ago, having secret meetings. The real threat is Donald Trump being funded by the Ruskies, funded by them, given a lot of money sustaining his properties over decades. And we elected this guy president of the United States, and he was on the take from the Ruskies. He was on the take from the commie Ruskies. That's what he was. What happened to the Republican Party? Is anybody listening out there? Is there maybe a Republican? Is there any Republican out there who thinks Putin is evil? Isn't going to kind of attack me on Hunter Biden and Hillary? Just keep quiet. Is Putin evil? Is he evil? Yes, he is. Do we want an American Congress that isn't representing the Ruskies? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And are we going to stick up for Ukraine and NATO and our Eastern European allies? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And these animals on the extreme right of the Republican Party who are tearing down Biden and everybody else are tearing down the United States. You don't attack a wartime president when we're trying to stand up to the Ruskies. We're going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And give me something to believe in. Yeah.